Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
Scoreboard update.
1 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves update studio. I'm Carrie Sayers. The Wolves host a sports career fair this Thursday. Before the game, visit ChicagoWolves.com. Nothing but good news coming out of Bulls practice today. Jimmy Butler practiced and told Tom Thibodeau he feels great. Taj Gibson also fully participated today, but at this point, it's not likely he'll return to the lineup just yet. And one more piece of good news, it appears Derrick Rose may be ahead of schedule with his rehab. So a good day all around for the Bulls, who host the Pacers tomorrow night. The big dance tips off tonight with the first four taking the court. Manhattan takes on Hampton around 5:30, while Mississippi faces BYU shortly after 8. Illinois faces Alabama in the first round of the NIT tonight. It's a game you can hear right here on 670 The Score, beginning at 8 o'clock. As for DePaul, Hoops analyst Digger Phelps joined Mully and Hanley today, calling the school a sleeping giant and had a few ideas on how to build up the program.
Just get the guys to stay at home. Get them summer jobs, and you can do this. It's legal. When they're not in school, they can work. And get them jobs where they're making $25 an hour. Get them in a union. Who cares? Get them going. Now, you get these guys playing. What they need to me, and I hope they're going to build it. They bought some land. They need a gym right near that campus that seats about 8,000. Period.
That was Phelps with Mully and Hanley this morning on keeping some local talent around. Now, in hockey, he skated outside the top four lines of practice yesterday, but Chris Versteeg will, in fact, be in the lineup for the Hawks when they host the Islanders tonight, 7:30 puck drop. Spring training action today. The Sox take on the Mariners with Jeff Samardzija on the hill. Cubs and Royals square off. Jason Hamill on the bump. Chris Bryant not in the lineup as he recovers from shoulder fatigue. Brad Biggs reports that the Bears are putting at least two free agent long snappers through a workout at Hallis Hall today. Elsewhere, the Raiders announced they've signed running back Trent Richardson. Quarterback Colt McCoy is re-signing with the Redskins. This scoreboard update is brought to you by 670thescore.com/DoseMVP. Find out where to watch the games. And with Sam's Club membership, you can always get incredible savings. Through March 29th, get a savings book with more than $5,000 and additional offers on brands like Lysol, Clorox, and OxyClean. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details. Your Menards Score weather forecast. Struggling to get out of the 30s so far. We're supposed to climb anywhere from the low to mid 40s, but we're still at 38 downtown right now. I'm Carrie Sayers, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Played on swings, made a fire, roasted some marshmallows. It's time to get the hell out of here.
Is that Alex Brown? That sounded like Alex Brown.
No,
that was
Scott.
Bart Scott. Yeah, we all sound alike. That was awesome. Playing on swings, made a fire.
Roasted marshmallows.
Played on swings, made a fire, roasted marshmallows. It's time to get the hell out of here.
If they just let Bart Scott be Bart Scott on that awful show, it'd probably be a little bit more watchable.
Never going
to
happen.
You know what I mean?
Never happening.
They didn't ask Bart to, like, dissect, you know, issues in football. Like, hey, Bart, what do you think about this guy?
Yeah, but more importantly, do you see what's happened to marshmallow roasting for these new entitled kids these days?
I've never done it.
What are you talking about?
Okay. When we were kids, we went to camp, and you know, there were two sizes of marshmallow, right? There was the mini marshmallow, the kind you put in your hot chocolate.
Right.
There was the regular size marshmallow.
Now they have Giganto.
Have you seen the Giganto roasters?
No.
They're like.
I mean, I haven't seen them roasted.
No, but what I'm just saying.
Are they to be roasted?
Yeah. Well, that was sort of the idea. These massive marshmallows, unless you want to eat them like apples, which you probably can. But now these kids are growing up today thinking that that's what a marshmallow is. Are you kidding?
I've always had texture issues with marshmallows.
Enjoy.
I've never enjoyed just popping a marshmallow in my mouth.
Enjoy your marshmallow outrage.
I have never. No, I didn't really.
You know what he's doing? He's taking the fun out of everything.
S'mores just got really, really dispiriting.
I knew nothing about it until the digital photos started coming back from overnight camp. And I'm like, are they roasting baseballs? What is going on? Why did I get that?
We're gonna have a discussion on Graham Cracker's minutes.
Where were those? Where were you?
You want giant marshmallows?
I'm like the Jesus. You know, these salaries of these players today. When I played, we didn't make, and that's how I feel. Then where were those for us?
How
was it so hard to think? Well, this marshmallow is really good, but we can't make him any bigger. We've reached the limits of marshmallow sizing, and all of a sudden they finally find the technology for this generation.
Man, that's a dark BS. Mind. Yeah, it's
that
a
is
dark,
BS.
Dark mind over
yes,
here.
Although it does screw up the ratios of the s'mores, but that's not important either. I'll figure that out.
None of this was important. Thank you to John Rothstein.
Which part was?
None of it, Terry.
All right, thank you.
Good luck to you in your afternoon, Terry. John Rothstein from CBSSports.com.
Good luck.
Is a true basketball purist.
Yeah, right here. For you casual
great.
Fan, right
I
here,
I loved
dude.
It, man. Dude loves right his here. Game. He loves his
go
college
watch
game.
Real men play and then talk about it afterwards.
If he loves that, he doesn't like basketball.
Oh, he kept hitting us with the, I can understand how a casual fan would feel about that. And I, after the first two, I'm like, all right, player, you know, might want to stop that. All right?
He was
like,
what was his bit? What's his angle?
I don't know. He's
Virginia. And us wanting to not wanting to watch Virginia basketball.
Oh, it's horrendous.
Yeah, it is. It's undeniably. But he says he likes to watch because...
Respect defense.
But he respects that Tony Bennett and Dick Bennett, they found ways to compete. Yeah. Found ways to get wins.
Found ways
and
to
make
for
money.
Them, but respecting that doesn't mean you want to watch it.
Yeah.
And that's
talking
about
it's he says well he likes to watch it because he likes because he's a purist
because he right? likes watching bad
he likes
basketball.
To watch he likes to watch defense play out
I like
in
watching
that
Kentucky
way.
Okay. I like watching Kentucky block everyone's shot.
Here's the thing though, I didn't think it was false from him. I think he really likes to watch it.
It's hipstery. It's he's carved out a little place and if he makes him
but just don't hit me with the casual. I can understand how a casual
you're not capable of appreciating bad basketball like I am.
Yeah, you felt it a little personal.
I know.
Ray Ratto from CSN the Bay Area, who's just the best. Mark Lazarus from the Chicago Sun-Times. Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski, and Adam Harris are the producers. Brian Gerster, the video streamer, as well at Watch670thescore.com. Kerry Sayers had our updates today, and Scott Keena is a fine and suitable intern. Tomorrow, Greg Doyle, Mark Schanowski, David Schuster, and Mike Florio. Who had an interesting day on Twitter.
Is having.
Is it continuing?
He's in the middle of an interesting day. Yes.
Is he?
Yes, he is.
Oh, boy. The old someone else is running this this
What
this
did
feed.
He do?
No, he's it's just he's
Pat Fitzgerald's offensive coordinator was saying.
No, he's not saying he was hacked or anything. He's just kind of unwinding some positions.
Well, his first tweets of the day I had to show the guys, he pretty much... He was talking about the Chris Borland thing
right. And
saying how there's been a lot of people, this is not verbatim, but there's been a lot of people who have had to work harder jobs and give up their lives than NFL football or something like that. And then like a vet tweeted him and said, hey, don't demean my buddies who have lost their lives for the sake of football or all this other stuff. A vet was talking about people losing their lives in war or something. And then he follows it up with, my uncle was decapitated in a coal mine. And I'm like,
what? He didn't even work there.
Right. He worked on the local Winn-Dixie.
Showed up and cut his head off.
What was I doing on a coal mine?
And I'm like, wait a minute. Like, he pretty much was like, to hell with you. I miss my uncle.
He said people across America are constantly endangering themselves. And everybody challenged him on it. Like, what are you talking about? He says jumping out of planes and riding motorcycles. Who's jumping out of planes every day?
And even the army dudes is like, "Hey, player,
right?
Walk it back a little bit here."
Right. He's trying to compare like a motorcycle accident, the idea of something going wrong, to something that injures you when you're doing it correctly. That's what the job is.
See, yeah, the responses of him. And I think Schefter got in there problematically a little bit. Tim Ryan, who is the radio analysis for the Niners, said that Patrick Willis retired, Chris Borland quit.
Now, maybe there's something
like,
there.
Because, quitty little quitter.
But maybe there's something there. Maybe he knows something about Chris Borland's makeup. I don't know. I mean, if